Welcoming in our friend Eric Meehan, usually from Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. And yes, he's always from Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, but today wearing his hat as a member of the president, right, of the Downtown Bangor Partnership?
Yes, Imperial Lord High Commander, President, Fool, whatever. I've worn many titles. No, I am. I am the president of the board of the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Having been brought into the organization by our good friend George Kinghorn, who is a past president and of course runs the art museum downtown, he was very straightforward when we were having coffee at what was formerly known as West Market Coffee, and he said basically, "I need someone with a big mouth who's not afraid to go into City Hall and state your case." I said, well, I've got a big mouth and I lack whatever, natural fear instincts I should probably have. and so indeed, after, George and then, our friend Brian, Henricks, formerly of the BSO and now of the Woods and Waters Association, I got the tip of the hat and now the president and, Thank you for having me on. I did ask, so you're gracious.
Well, but I think it's good because you know, we've heard a part of the story of the proposal that the partnership has put forward to the city council, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to explain this in more detail so people are clear what's going on here. You made a proposal to the city council on the 12th of June to contract out for I think a 3-year term for a group called Street Plus. This would be a partnership with Downtown Bangor and Street Plus, and they would perform a number of services in town and Downtown Bangor, from everything from cleaning to offering a form of hospitality.
Yeah. let me back up a little bit and just sort of acknowledge the oft-cited, if this is something that needs to be done, why can't the city itself do it? And it's important to understand that the problems we face are not unique to Bangor, but they are exacerbated in Bangor to a level that they simply aren't in other communities. And in those communities where they have similarly large-scale problems for small-scale communities, places like, for instance, Worcester, Mass., they employ downtown management companies that specialize in precisely that. And Street Plus is one of many. In fact, the founder of Street Plus actually founded another one that is now his competitor several years earlier, and then decided that he wanted to go with a different format. But basically, this is a very, very common thing, as common as indeed, you know, people like to reference, you know, if the city's going to spend money, fill the potholes. Well, if you'll notice, the people that resurface our roads are third-party contractors.
Right.
I mean, it's a very common thing for a city to say, we don't have the level of service in this particular arena. And it's also important to recognize, for people that don't quite understand this, and this is not necessarily to cast aspersions or blame, but the city right now, in most of its departments, is operating fundamentally much lower than capacity. We're talking not just like 5%. We're talking 20, 30% in some departments. And though they are certainly trying to increase capacity and increase hiring, they simply aren't able to provide all the services that they want to already. So asking them to increase their services to deal with a problem that is so multifaceted as drug abuse, housing problems, mental illness, etc., is really nothing that they can do. And it's not something to say, well, the police can handle it. Well, the police are trained to be police officers. When you're dealing with problems of uncleanliness, when you're dealing with problems of habitually unhoused people for varying reasons, you need people that are trained to do that and want to do that. So that's where a third party organization like Street Plus comes. Street Plus, as I said, was started by someone. He was actually a law enforcement officer. And then, he did found one of these urban management companies, and then he became, I believe, for 12 years, the security manager for Kaiser Permanente, and then went back into urban management with two partners that had been working primarily in Brooklyn. And they manage 50 different downtown areas in the New York City, the five boroughs, bearing in mind, of course, that some of these are literally single streets, like 82nd Street is its own association. They employ Street Plus to help them. And it's an a la carte sort of thing. So if our needs don't match those of Brooklyn, because of course they probably don't, they have services that we can opt for and services we can opt to not go for. And so the rough tally right now has come to about $400,000 a year, hence that 1.2 million figure that people may have seen in the paper. That's over 3 years. That's not one. That's not every year. That's over 3 years. And bearing in mind what our city's budget is, it's really not that much. And what I'd like to point out is, of course, if you improve, whether we like it or not, you know, the downtown is the economic driver of Bangor. The mall is used to be enormous, and I understand why some people, you know, in the city still sort of think of it as some sort of golden goose, but it is no longer that. And the bulk of the, you know, the revenue and also the eyes that come into Bangor, the investment, they're all focused downtown. And if you can make downtown more wonderful-er than it is, you're going to see the benefits in hard dollars, if not smiles on the faces of tourists and building owners, et cetera. So this is something we've been working on for years now. We've put a lot of time into this, and one of the reasons people are hearing about it again, if they've already heard about it, is because we do have a lot of turnover on the council. The people that we're, you know, trying to convince now are not the people that we were trying to convince 3 years ago, by and large. So it's made it a little bit of a struggle, but this is something that we at the DBP feel strongly about. We have canvassed our constituents, especially the property owners. I mean, these are folks right. who are investing, you know, millions in our downtown. And we want them to know that we're hearing them, you know, that it's untenable downtown, and in other places too. We recognize that, but the other point is, if we can free up public works, the police, etc., to do their jobs, you're going to see marked improvement there, as well as seeing marked improvement downtown. So there's a lot of facets to this, and I know that hopefully you'll get the chance to talk to other people about this. I know that some property owners have been approached about appearing on your show as well and sharing their feelings, but I think that this is it would be just such a huge public relations win for the city. It really, really would. I know that there's always naysayers, you know, every time you spend tax dollars on something, it's the wrong thing, but I couldn't think more highly of this program. I've met the founder. I've talked it through, if anybody out there has any questions, please write to us at the Downtown Bangor Partnership. We have a wonderful website with a very easy contact us link. We're happy to answer any questions. Yeah, I guess that's what I sort of wanted to come on and say is, you know, I really, truly believe that this is something that would benefit a town that I love, that I've committed, you know, time, money, children to. It's important. We need to clean up a little bit, and this will help.
So what's the next step in terms of the city council?
Well, we're hopeful because we met with the city council at their last workshop, and they directed Ann Krieg, who's our economic development officer now, taking over for Tanya Emery, to indeed put the department head in touch with Street Plus to talk about what things would be taken off the plates of these varying departments that Street Plus would take over. For instance, things like downtown garbage collection. There, you know, Street Plus would literally take over the garbage collection. There would be no overflowing garbage cans in the downtown area. And that alone is, you know, they take care of graffiti. They take care of needles, which is, I mean, come on. And that way, Public Works can go do whatever Public Works needs to do. They don't have to be called down, or the police don't have to be called down to clean up needles.
Well, I just, I have to think that the stakeholders, the downtown merchants and business owners and property owners, would have a pretty good idea of what might work best for them. And so I have some faith in the Downtown Bangor Partnership, knowing this is a good way to go.
Yeah, it's been a little difficult. You know, sometimes people who work in city halls and other places, you know, sort of develop a little bubble. They don't see what's going on necessarily outside their building. But, yeah, it's one of those situations where we're there literally pleading to help because we do know. We do know. We see it every day. And, you know, the most important thing is, you know, I don't want anything to turn ugly. You know, we live in a society where things can turn ugly so quickly. And that's the last thing anybody wants or needs. This is a chance for us to have a good solution that is working in over 90 other communities in 16 states. So, I don't know. To me, it sort of sells itself, but I understand people always need convincing. And like I said, if you want to talk to us more about it, have questions, they have a good website that shows you what they do. We really want to convince people that, you know, this is not some sort of waste of your tax dollars. This is absolutely what tax dollars should go to, is making our community a better, safer, more friendly, welcoming environment for everybody, including those that are having problems, you know, getting themselves back up in society. I can't think of a better expenditure. And yes, believe me, I hit enough potholes. I know, I get it. I think that's a worthwhile expenditure too. But VIP Auto seems to like it a lot.
Oh yeah.
But no, honestly, folks, please reach out to us if you have any questions whatsoever. I, our executive director, Betsy Lundy, who I, you know, is on weekly, we're thrilled to talk about it because it really, really excites us, the opportunity to make Bangor better.
Well, I applaud the work you've all done trying to find solutions to problems that we all know exist. And it's great to be out there looking for a direction to go in. And like you said, the way to keep this in a positive frame is to have that dialogue and give people a chance to ask questions. So reach out if you're not sure. Eric or Betsy or anybody else will be happy to fill you in and direct you to other people who may know even more and may have experience working with Street Plus themselves in their cities.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for the time. I appreciate the chance to come on and yammer about something other than delicious, delicious fermented grapes.
All right, but we look forward to doing that next Tuesday as well.
We'll do that. Oh, right. Don't worry.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Cheers to you all. Bye-bye.
Eric Meehan, Downtown Bangor Partnership, and, of course, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company.